Let me just start off tonight and just say, well, welcome everyone from wherever you are and in this and your part of the world. It's good to have you. Thank you for stopping by and joining in. I hope you find tonight interesting and enjoyable. There is a lot of information to go over, and we will, you know, what the format of tonight will be, like it is in other times. When I channeling, there will be a period of time that I will go and delivering the information from the consortium, speaking about the overleaves, some of the analysis, the interpretation of those, and some of the things they see. At that, during that time, many of you, thank you very much, have already muted yourselves. I really appreciate that. And now I see a few people popping in some more. So in any case, when we start then, I ask you, as I said, to just keep muted. And there are, when it comes time for questions, one of the ways that best encourage you, let me know that you may have a question, is down on your control bar there in Zoom, there is a button called Reactions. And if you look at that and you'll see a bunch of icons come up, there is one that says Raise Hand. So I'll demonstrate for you. And Catherine also helped demonstrate. Anyway, what I will do is the first ones I see, I will respond to. And you can go back there and lower the hand, and you know, and then I'll move on to the next question. I hope you have fun tonight. I hope it is informative. And just so you know, I'm just getting over bronchitis. So I want to apologize in advance. I know that it is a drag to hear a cough over Zoom. Voice, unfortunately, in my throat is still a little raspy. So I will do my best to mute myself in the event that I cough. So if you need me to repeat anything, just go ahead and you know, make whatever gesture you know you need in the comments bar, and I will repeat whatever it is. Now, I wanted to say also that tonight's information, there, as I said, there is quite a lot of it. So you will be seeing me also refer to notes. I've been getting this material now for over 3 weeks, quite a download. I've been very chatty this year. So sometimes if you see me turn away, just know that that's what I'm doing is consulting that. As far as other logistics are concerned, within a few days at the end of tonight's talk, I will have a transcript, not a direct transcript of tonight's talk, but a lot of the highlights. But I'll also have the recordings available for any of you who would like to go back and re-listen to those. So, and they will be on the website. And what I will do is I will send out a link to all of you, and then you can go ahead and if you care to re-listen to the material. And before I bring in Michael, I just want you to know that the best way to understand this information of the Michael teaching is to realize that the overleaves concept is not only about personality characteristics that affect human beings, but they're actually the building blocks of the physical plane. So understand that everything from institutions to living organisms to the things that we do and our behaviors can all be commented upon by virtue of applying, you know, overleaf descriptions to them. So a lot of what you'll experience tonight in this talk is these overleaves being shared with or talked about in a way that is not only about human beings and or individuals, but societies and or situations in a culture and in the world at large. And hopefully in their descriptions, they'll make those connections for you. But I encourage you to not only feel free to, but make those connections yourself and even provide those as commentaries when it's time for your questions, or ask if you think you want clarification or validation of that. So that's what the overleaves are and how they essentially function. Now, another thing I just wanted to say is when you evaluate this material, there are several ways to do it. And the first one, of course, is about your own person. And these overleaves that are being presented by the ear are, of course, are an overarching set of influences that everyone will experience. It's not to say, obviously, that all of you, as I will mention in a moment, of course, this is a warrior year. Anyway, is to apply it to yourself. How do these overleaves maybe affect you, feel for you? Are they comfortable, uncomfortable, and so forth? Another way of thinking about it is, what does essence want you to do with these energies? What might be the directions that you are being steered for, or where might they be real challenges for you? Because of course, that's going to be avenues to discover where you might have some personal growth. Another way of looking at this is to use these descriptions as a way of evaluating what's happening in the public, what's happening in cultures, what's happening just with another person and your interactions with them. These labels can be really useful for having a discussion. And I'll tell you already, as I've said, the role this year is warrior, and it's a sage caste warrior. So that what that means this year is, as the old adage goes, as we tell our little children, use your words, because in many ways, that's going to be the best way to intercede on any kind of conflict, but also at least enable the most successful possibility for negotiations between you, yourself and another person to get understood. And with that in mind, the last one, of course, is to understand tonight is, when you think about the overleaves and the way that we're presenting them, presenting a systems view of things. So these energies are going to be here and they're going to be operating in the background all the time, not just on us, but again, on everything. Question is that we have as individuals is, what choices do we make in the presence of those and of circumstances that are being enabled or propelled by these overleaves? So those are some of the ways that you can evaluate. And I say this out loud because one of the energies this year is going to be about the intellect, the use of the mind to really help pick things apart. So let's talk about the actual overleaves and go through them in toto. Again, welcome everyone. And here they are. So this is a warrior role year. Some of you saw in the advertisement, we put worried, wearied, and waging warriors. And the overarching arc of this, remember, is this is just the second year into the mature soul era. So in a very real sense, what you will see are mature warriors trying to manifest themselves, bring in what it means to be in the mature soul era, and those warriors who still adhere to the young soul paradigm. And the young soul paradigm, remember, is, if you will, the warrior level of evolution. Positive pole is persuasion, also said as negotiation. The negative pole is coercion and intimidation. Now, we said it was a sage caste year. So a sage caste warrior then, the sage itself is about dissemination, and the energy in the positive pole, or the negative pole, excuse me, is verbosity, oration, overstimulation and information. So when you have that kind of balance, first of all, sages and warriors tend to get along pretty well together when they're both in the positive poles, and they can complement each other. So these are complementary energies as far as the role. The emphasis is warrior, which means that it's about you asserting yourself in action. And we'll talk about some of the warrior characteristics in more detail as we go on. Now, like last year, the goal, the attitude, the chief features and the centers all are going to have dividing points during the year. So we'll talk about those now. The goals that is starting right now is the goal of discrimination, positive pole of discernment, negative pole of prejudice, and rejection. And that lasts for a period of approximately 6 months. It's interesting, it's falling kind of halfway point. And we will tell you in advance that that kind of parallels what's going to be going on with the COVID pandemic. Starting in July, it'll shift over onto its paired axis partner, acceptance. And so July will shift to acceptance, which is the positive pole of affiliation and inclusion, and the negative pole of ingratiation, placation. All right, the attitudes. The attitude right now is the attitude of spiritualist. Positive pole of spiritualist is verification. Negative if pole is credulity and gullibility. Now, again, halfway through the year, it divides again. And it moves into another exalted attitude, that of idealist. Positive pole of coalescence. Negative pole of naivete or doctrine. As you can already hear, some of these energies, of course, are very action and expression oriented. And so we would say of this year in a general kind of an overcoat, if you will, of the four overleaf axes, which is expression, action, inspiration, and assimilation, this year is favoring action. So everything and all these overleaves, all are going to feel to you like you're kind of being, you know, pushed or pulled. And you can take advantage of this by kind of leaning into whatever you're doing this year. Lead yourself. That's what the warrior energy is really giving you an opportunity to do. Now, the mode. The mode is power mode. Again, along the sage axis, like many of the overleaves are, power mode is positive pole authority or agency. Negative pole is oppression and capitulation. Excuse me. Now, the chief features and the things that are liable to most hamper a person are the following. The first one that starts out and will be emphasized all year is the chief feature of stubbornness. In the positive pole, meaning making the best out of something that's basically a hindrance, is to engage in willful activity, determined activity. You know, put your shoulder in it, like we said about leaning into it. A negative pole of stubbornness is obstinance and resistance. Now, during the course of this year, we see a kind of a combined issue that will really show itself mostly in the public realm, but interpersonally within your own spirit, it can show itself as a feeling of being martyred or victimized. So stubbornness will slide to martyrdom, which means a stubborn martyr. Now, if you think of those two words together, you can hear probably a lot of drag on that. And indeed, you might say that of all of the overleaves of this year, these are like the brakes that get, you know, shoved in, or in some cases with some people, locked. The positive pole of martyrdom is selflessness, which will reveal itself as people doing extraordinary acts of bravery and self-sacrifice, to achieve whatever ends they may want to go to. It has that potential. But likely what most people will be fighting with is that feeling of persecution. And of course, that is a theme that started, you know, showed itself last year, almost a year ago today, and has been riding through the course of the American society quite prevalently. Moving on to the centering. Many of you know the centering is both the chakra as well as the energy field from which you will draw your first reception of information, of incoming stimuli. So the beginning of the year is moving center. Moving center in the positive pole is productive, and in the negative pole is frenetic. Again, this is going to follow that January to June, first 6 months, and then energy shifts to the intellectual center, and the positive pole of which is conceptualization, and the negative pole is rationalization. Now, with those two, a brief moment, is understand that even though right now moving center energy is probably, again, along with the warrior, which is, again, the nested center, the warrior's natural form of expression, Many of you probably have been feeling a good deal of energy, a good deal of like, I'm ready to get on with it already. And a sense of, and of even your body's probably being more awake. And if not awake, at least a sense of, you know, I've got a long laundry list of things I want to accomplish. Because very much the warrior is a goal setter, probably more than any of the roles. So we can tell you that using that energy, that warrior energy, to be self-disciplined, regimented, you know, give yourself a really clear set of objectives that you'd like to get. Now, to do that, of course, the goal of discrimination, positive pole discernment, actually is very helpful for that, because it can really take what you started on in the artisan year, last year in 2021, and bring it over, and why you might have been devising or starting to imagine some of what you wanted to do. This year, you can actually start the implementation process with these overleaves. You will have support for that. And there will be a lot more focused energy, which brings us to the place that may be a little scary for many of you, and because we have never seen this before. The orientation of masculine feminine energy this year is 100% masculine energy. 100% masculine energy is in the positive pole, focus and directiveness, and in the negative pole, rigidity and destructiveness. Now, we're going to mention the feminine energy, which is normally receptivity, and in the negative pole, diffusion. So that means those two things will largely feel cut off to people, the ability to just allow things to happen, because that's the form of receptivity we're talking about, not necessarily receiving, like just, you know, getting a gift from someone. We're talking about the ability to allow things to come in, whereas the masculine energy wants to make things happen. Now, that can be very useful, but we can tell you that with the moving intellectual centering and the masculine energy, we can tell you that the kind of emotions that you are liable to see out there in the world, or even find yourself only able to express, will be as when they're under great pressure or great thrust. Having said that, that actually can be a benefit if you are trying to maintain your cool, focus on your outcomes, or do things that involve keeping yourself out of the feeling of victimhood that we talked about, martyrdom. Now, on a note that many of you will probably feel a bit more relaxed about, even with all these action-oriented overleaves, that last quarter of 90 frequency that you all, you know, experienced, some of you suffered through, some of you are so glad it's done. We can tell you that the pacing is rather moderate this year at about 44. For some of you who don't know about our concept of frequency, it's measured on a scale of 1 to 100. And the analogy we always, or at least often use, is that of the Aesop's fable, the tortoise and the hare, where the tortoise, you know, at stationary rest is essentially, you know, one, you know, a very, very low frequency. And the motion at the other end is the hare in full-on sprint. So when we're talking about 44, we're talking about basically a nice fast walk or a mild trot. And that kind of pacing is some, because most people fall in that range from about 40 to 60. Most of you will find that's very comfortable for you to operate in. With the rest of these overleaves, though, you will find also that you will say, God, I want to get things done. Now, some of that, of course, is the fact that in 2021 and 2020, there was so much, stagnation. And in last year, you know, a feeling of disruption from all that artisan and feminine energy. The body type enhancements. Now, when we use the body type, we're not talking about only those of you who have this one. And the one that's featured this year is Saturnian body type. But we're talking about it allegorically from the standpoint, and now we bring in astrology. Many of you know that Saturn is the body type of the leader. It is the body type that provides structure. And when you're talking about physical attributes in a human body, you're talking about the skeletal system and the nervous system. So what that might mean for some of you is that, especially if you have some Saturn attributes, is you experience being aware of either your joints either healing if the energy is moving in your direction, or the fact that you finally, you know, you start to really realize that you have, you know, joint or skeletal issues that need to be corrected. The good news is that when you have a year under this body type, it also means that the medical community will have more of the means available to deal with issues along these lines. Same thing with neurology, not just, you know, the skeletal system. So that's the body type. We mentioned earlier that the scope is exalted this year, or cardinal, meaning that it is about the big picture, which is interesting because there are a lot of the overlies that we've said so far that are exalted overlies that have a wider kind of a focus. But the warrior themselves and moving center definitely wants to bring those wide disparate energies into more of a sharp relief. Now that'll happen, more people will kind of gain understanding when the intellectual center kicks in. But in this first 6 months, the advice we give to you is jump into things, just try them. You already, many of you already have an idea of something you'd like to do or accomplish. The energy is there for you to do it. It may not all be clear or coming into focus. But as we said, some of the last energies that we want to just mention about this year is that according to those four axes of the overleaf charts, this is an action year. So the more action you take, the more energy you will generate. It becomes kind of a self-serving or a self-perpetuating production cycle. And you will find that if you can engage in things like that, you know, in some, anything that involves, you know, applying yourself to something that, and here's another one of the warrior characteristics that are really important to warriors, purposeful activity. In other words, it's got to have something that's, you know, useful to you at least, if not somehow for you old souls, of which most of you here are, spiritually meaningful to you in some way. And especially with that spiritualist attitude for the first 6 months. Because once you find something that, then you can be in the positive pole of verification. Now, to the degree to which, you know, people find themselves in this spiritualist first part of the year, again, it's kind of feeling around. And I want you to understand that the difference between the spiritualist and the idealist, though it's both can facilitate a sense of a feeling, you know, an idea or notion about, you know, the future or wanting to establish something as an aspiration. The major difference is the spiritualist attitude really calls upon you to feel more, using the emotional center for your verification, for your validation. Whereas when you come to idealist, the key word in there is idea. In other words, it will be very helpful that idealist and intellectual center are hooking up together because it'll lend a lot more clarity. And as since this is a sage-oriented warrior year, we think you'll be able to find your articulation improved a great deal and your ability to, you know, have cleaned up, if you will, your own notions about things a good deal better. All right, now let's take this action year and let's talk about a few of the themes, if you will, or things that we would suggest. And we'll start off by saying, let's talk about just what some of the major kind of, call them standards or ethics or embedded natural tendencies that the warrior has that anybody can utilize. And these are, you know, very straightforward. First of all, you know, when you think of warriors, of course, it's quite, quite common that we think of the idea of warfare or conflict and so forth. Well, the fact of the matter is, while that is the way it might manifest in the world, when we're talking about the spirit of the warrior themselves, and I don't see any warriors having joined us today, we're talking about that warriors, more than anything, strive for competency. In fact, a warrior might say that their most effective weapon is competency. And competency, we mean being able to command yourself in whatever situation you find yourself in. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone here has perfect command or control or security or a sense of confidence in oneself about everything. We don't mean that. We're just talking about find where your strengths are and really take pride and pleasure and even hone them. Now, the next thing is to think strategically. You know, how do you achieve whatever outcomes you are looking at? And by the way, no matter how small, they can be, you know, how do you save $50 a month? Let alone, you know, how do you complete a major project that you have, you know, felt like you've, you know, been invested in or, you know, been a wed to? All of those things are essential that the more competence you bring and the more you think strategically about it, you can get them handled. Another great warrior sense of need or urgency that they focus on is who are your allies? Now, mature soul warriors particularly are not as interested in going it alone. Young soul, baby soul warriors tend to feel that, you know, at best, people might be temporarily marching alongside, but generally, you know, there can be a quality of distrust that everyone else is, you know, a competitor. So for you to cultivate a sense of who your allies are, and specifically in reference to your competencies, find those who are strategically supportive and can fill the gaps where you can't. Because if you can do that, and if you can bring those energies into your life and have them available to you, you will feel what ultimately the warrior's, if you will, ultimate objective and contribution is, and that is help to bring security. Okay, you'll bring more security to yourself and your, and for those that who you value and who are you are allies of, you will be delivering to them more of that sense of security, and all of you will benefit by those relationships. Needless to say, you know, we're talking about, when you're talking about alliances, you're talking about loyalties. And what does loyalty mean? For a warrior, loyalty is everything. And when you're talking about a sage level warrior year, that means, you know, speaking and declaring your loyalties. And loyalty is not only to the people you care about, or but we're talking about even your principles or causes or things that you may need or have that are, you know, for you to declare. But it really requires showing up, because warriors really value integrity. And this is where a sage caste warrior actually may have some troubles, because you all know that sages can pay a lot of lip service to things. So the warrior caste sage, or the sage caste warrior in this case, is going to have their feet held to the fire. It means really pay attention to what you're saying, what kind of agreements you make, what kind of statements you make, and make sure that you follow through. Because if you do those things, folks, two things will happen. Number one, you will feel more success this year. And if you feel more success this year, you will be able to accrue more energy and feel like life has more value to you. And that in turn will also make your physical bodies, especially in this first 6 months of the moving center, make your physical bodies potentially feel not only more energized, but literally increase the vitality of your health. So these are some of the warrior ways of looking at things. You know, warriors really thrive on being respected. And so it is important that if you have any places where you feel doubt about your own worthiness or your own self-respect, we encourage you to find within yourself those places that you can love and value and where you can take pride in. And so, in other words, if you can't find love, at least value your competencies and be honest with yourself, sometimes brutally honest, like a warrior can be, about what they are and what might be lacking, and see if you can strengthen those, because that will give you a lot more. The warrior, when think about the stereotypic swordsman, okay, of whatever culture and whatever time of history, the warrior knows how to pivot, be nimble, to sweep, get out of the way of an aggressor, but knows also how to engage an aggressor. If these things sound frightening to you, find out about those. Find out about how to make yourself more nimble. Learn how to pivot. Know when to engage. Know when to disengage. And to use a term that has gotten a pretty skewed warrior-like negative pole connotation, know when to stand your ground and when not to. These are lessons that are going to be presented to you. When we say know these things, we're not suggesting that you do know them already, but we are saying that you're going to have opportunity this year to work with some of these questions. Now, let's just mention one last thing about the warrior and about yourself. Much of the energies of this year are going to be externally focused. That's part of the nature of an exalted year. And because it's moving center, it's warrior, and so many of these overlays are compelling you to want to do things, many of you might find it hard to actually check in with yourself. Now, because that's might be the case, and because especially during the moving center time, less so when it shifts over into the intellectual center, you may find it very difficult to meditate. You might find it very difficult to hear your inner voice. You might find that you actually have to listen to yourself because your own words will tell you what you're thinking or what's going on for you by saying them to someone else. Now, that's an important thing to know, because if you're having difficulty and if you find yourself agitated, especially, again, it's an action-oriented year, and the negative pole is agitation. And this year in the world, as you all know, there is a tremendous amount of conflict across the board and on a lot of levels. Many of the subjects that undoubtedly you're all going to ask about the external world, will involve, politics and the environment, and maybe large scale conflicts around the world. And if we haven't said it already, let us say that there is this year, and all the overleaves really make it that the courtroom and the legal system, the justice system, is going to be a place where the sage warrior energy connects to, have surrogate battlegrounds. And many of you may find that you even have situations or opportunities yourself that, legal action may be something that you find yourself having to get engaged in. The reason we say all this, this external focus and this sense of maybe not knowing what's truly going on with you as clearly as you like, is the two ways to cope with that. Number one is to find a way to get into your moving center in whatever way you can to move your body. Either move your body or utilize your body to bring it comfort. Now, the caveat to this is to be careful that you don't use food, alcohol, or drugs to do that. Instead, what we're suggesting is things like walking, massage. If you cannot walk, because we realize a few of you have some difficulties with your legs, then get yourself, some small weights where you can exert yourself and literally create and use the resistance of stubbornness in a way actually to strengthen yourself. If you do that, you will find that any levels of doubt you have about your own self begin to abate as you begin to feel stronger. And for a warrior, their greatest strength is the ability to face fear, to face adversity, to face challenge, and to turn fear into courage. And we might even say that you could say this year will be a test of everyone's courage. The courage to face yourself, the courage to face difficult situations, and the courage to look out in your world and realize, yes, things are not as stable as you'd like, and yet you can still go forward. You can still contribute. You can still manifest. So these warrior axioms that I've just outlined in the last 12 or so descriptions, use those of your as your points of reflection. They will be on the website, and you could take that list, maybe copy it, put it on your refrigerator, you know, review those, think about those in the back of your mind, particularly about competence and courage as the background energy you use to fuel whatever actions that you are going to implement in your life. And these actions, again, don't have to be hard or difficult, but they need to be proactive. They need to be things that you implement yourself in the direction of what makes life interesting and or worthwhile to you. You doing that will give you the kind of feeling of control that martyrdom will otherwise steal away from you, because martyrdom is the fear of being out of control. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who know your overleaf chart well, if you were to look at the column of all warrior overleaves, martyrdom is the nested chief feature of the warrior role. So in other words, it's got its own built-in kind of proclivity to that. A warrior who wants to throw down his sword and give up in defeat. And then potentially blame somebody else for it happening because he or she didn't take responsibility for their own actions. So a few things then about the themes of the year, in addition to, you know, and now we're talking about external things. Needless to say, what we have, you know, what we've mentioned, many of you can hear that these are going to call forth some, you know, some toughness out of you. And many of you will have some areas of your life, some facets that'll feel like they are hard lessons. Or on the advertisement for this this evening, we gave a phrasing to help you understand the mantra, is that these overleaves will help you impose some order on your own life, or life itself will impose its order on you. So that's why that emphasis on proactivity. Now, we say that not to cause you to be afraid. We say that as a motivation to help you use that 100% masculine energy and that discernment energy of discrimination right now to really hone in and say, all right, like a warrior, what do I basically need to travel light? What else is superfluous? And what else, what kind of things can I do right now, right away, you know, as much as I can, and then move on to the next thing? Because folks, we're not talking, interestingly enough, the warrior isn't about multitasking. The warrior is about single-pointed monotasking. So when you do anything, whether it's wash your dishes or engage with someone on the telephone, do it single-mindedly as much as you can, and you will find you will be more thorough, you will be more clear, and you will get things done more effectively than if you have tried to do any of this stuff that in the modern age of technology, they've called, you know, multitasking. So in that, you know, this emphasizing these kind of self-disciplines to yourself, it may add stress, because in the world right now, there, remember, you are entering into the mature soul era, and the young soul era is, you know, starting to disintegrate. But at the same time, the last of the young soul paradigm is holding on and oppressing for dear life. And probably the most notable examples of that on the world stage has been the rise of the strong man leader in the world. Now, we're talking about not just like what the effect of Donald Trump here in the United States, though he's no longer president, his mindset is still continuing to linger, and especially tap into that martyrdom that many people in the population, some of whom rightly feel like they've been victimized and put upon, but others who are using it as an excuse to take no responsibility or no direct action for their own circumstances, or at least to what they can. Instead, they're reacting like a negative pole warrior, like the mob. And that's what you saw a year ago. And that energy is still out there. Now, on the world stage, you have Xi and China really clamping down on the internals of his own country and turning that young soul warrior energy up on his own territory. China is destroying its own internal country to go after every bit of its final resources. It's devastating for the earth, and ultimately, in the long run, terrible for China itself. But that's what they're doing under this squeeze of control under this young soul bastion. In Russia, you have Vladimir Putin, a very wily, very successful, like Mr. Xi in China, a politician, but strongman leader, who is showing signs once again, and has been over the last few years, of an emergence of not just the Soviet Union, but the energy of the czars, of the last essentially 600 years. You know, that kind of centralized, hierarchical, top-down, oppressive structure now is done, and you're seeing on the world stage by his incursions back into Ukraine, and you will see it again into many other of the Soviet states like Kazakhstan. So this negative pole warrior energy is very aggressive, and it supports this kind of thing. You see it in Turkey with the president there. You see it with the president of Brazil. Japan, once again, is exerting economic imperialistic activities with its transnational corporations, buying up influence in Australia and in India and in Africa. All of these energies represent this young soul energy with this warrior action push, using the means of, you know, the last, you know, throes of hierarchical capitalistic methodology to really garner and soak up as many resources as they can. That's why it's so important for you as individuals to nail down all of what you have and convert it into as stable and liquid a form as you can, so that you don't find yourself, you know, backed into a situation. And one of the situations that is probably the most up this year for all of you to really consider is the amount of debt you carry. To the degree to which you can rid yourself of debt, even if it means, you know, curbing some of your plans, that would be a highly recommended thing, because in this highly action-oriented power mode kind of setting, you can rest assured that inflation and this concentration of wealth that we've talked about is going to visit you again. Now, you already started to see that during the middle of last year with the rampant rise in food and gas prices. Many of the powers that be, you know, were trying to say that this was, you know, directly related to wages. Well, hardly, because most employers who did raise wages had to, just to attract people, but they still weren't of a significant quantity. Where you see the problem in modern day economic systems is the fact that you have your plutocratic 1% wanting to expand and maintain profit margins. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say something that for some of you might sound pretty confrontational or even controversial. Profit as a intellectual construct is literally something for nothing. In other words, profit is people taking energy out of the well, living on it without producing anything actual or productive for the world itself. It's been getting away with it all these centuries by virtue of the fact that humankind has been taking and taking and taking from the earth, and the earth is just about at the exhaustion of its resources. So now what does it mean that those who have the power, have the capacity, are instead taking it from lower rungs, if you will, of the caste system, of the hierarchy of the human structure? And as these inequalities become more and more pronounced, the pressure toward, you know, disintegration, as well as the violence that happens from the disintegration that then brings on the chaos, you know, increases dramatically. So if you can do that, stay out of debt, liquidate things you don't need, center things around you. The phrase hunkered down. And now we would say, you know, using a warrior analogy of if you're in a bunker, make sure you got enough supplies, because that'll be useful. It'll help you feel secure, and that'll help maintain your energy to be able to continue to move forward. And in some cases, yes, even battle on when those confront you. Now, on a practical level, as we said, the courts, you know, are going to be a very interesting place to watch. Legality is going to continue to be manipulated. And so that's a place where, you know, you want to stay as alert to as possible, because if you need to go and do a court battle, make sure, like a good warrior, you are armed well, and you are armed well with facts, a good lawyer, and good arguments. So, all right. Having said some of that, one last thing we want to just say is, you know, it's the emphasis on this notion of the third chakra and the moving center, and the warrior center is the third chakra. Because the moving center, the third chakra, involves the stomach, the digestive system, and ultimately, you know, what you have to swallow, the nourishment you get. It also involves, you know, the concept of guts. It's your intestinal fortitude, which gets back to courage. Now, we just made a leap, obviously, metaphorically, between the physiology of your body and actually developing courage. But metaphysically, it is a significant relationship. That's why the third chakra is there. It is your power center. And when we talk about power this year and power, the use of power mode, which is going to be all through this year, understand it is power that is channeled through you, through your voice, because it is an exalted expression axis mode. But it is also the power of developing your guts, your courage. And we can tell you that honestly, the food that you put in your belly and or the strength of your abdominal self is actually going to help you with manifesting that kind of courage. That's why we said do as much as you can to curb alcohol, excessive food, and or food that is inherently of limited value to you, particularly sugars and carbohydrates. Sticking instead, you know, with proteins, fibers, and useful fatty acids, you will find that your energy field is much less stagnant, and your ability then to feel your vitality will add to that ability to assert yourself, assert your personal power, which will increase and add to that energy of feeling courageous. And in some cases, courageous is usually the idea of being able to withstand assault, but the opposite side, assertive courage, is acting with bravery. And of course, that is the most, in the most extreme, the hero concept of the warrior archetype. And so, in a very real sense, find inside of yourself. And using the spiritualist attitude can help you do this. What the heroic part of yourself is. One of the ways to do that is look out there in the world and find those people who you consider heroes and use them as your reflections to bolster your psychology, your understanding of that mirror in yourself. So that is all we have to report to you at the moment in terms of the overleaves and how we see them operating and the trends that you can experience interior to yourself and things that you then might see as some of the broad trends that will happen in the external world. So what we'd like to offer you now is any one of you who would like to start taking the opportunity to ask some questions. You can, again, use the reactions button and raise your hands. And as soon as we start to see those, we'll call on you and then make sure to unmute yourself and go ahead and ask your question. So thank you all for listening, and we'll open it up to you.